It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho Now, now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with Alex Miller. He is the second golfer, according to Carson Roberts, the executive director of the Arkansas State Golf Association, the second junior boys golfer to win both the stroke and match play in the same year. Henry O'Keefe accomplished that feat last year. We've had him on From the Shortgrass, and so Alex Miller did it this year. He's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Alex Miller completed a rare feat this summer. He won the Arkansas State Golf Association's Junior Boys Match Play and Junior Boys Stroke Play that they host every year. But he has done it battling a health condition. He has been diagnosed with Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. It is a group of inherited conditions that cause nerve damage. It's inherited, passed down through families. The damage mainly is in the nerves of the arms and legs, called the peripheral nerves. Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease causes smaller, weaker muscles. It also may cause trouble walking and loss of feeling in the legs and feet. That is why Alex has a waiver from the ASGA, the USGA, and the NCAA to where he can use a golf cart. But still, battling through this disease and being able to overcome it and the players that he's playing against is no small feat. I sit down with Alex Miller right now and bring you his story. On the tee, Alex Miller.
Alex, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
No, not really.
You don't?
A long time ago. Yeah. I was young. I was really young.
Was it one of the plastic sticks that maybe your mom or dad
yes.
got you and you're
I was
hitting
probably
the ball
like
around
one
the house?
Or two, three. I don't even remember, but it was a while ago.
When did you know that, okay, I really like this game. I want to try and play it and be successful.
So when I was like around 10, 11, 12, even like 9, when I was those ages, I played US Kids a bunch and I didn't really take it that serious. So baseball is my preferred sport. Like growing up, I started that when I was 3 at Junior Deputy.
That kind of runs in your genes, I think, because your dad was a pretty good baseball player down there at Junior Deputy.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
You haven't heard those stories?
I haven't.
I've got stories I can tell you, but okay. Back to you.
And so I played baseball when I was 3 and played all the way to 12. And with my medical condition, I just realized I couldn't really play baseball after 12. It just required too much running, and it was just getting hard to run. And so that's when I kind of took golf serious, was after I quit. But I played U.S. Kids, and I was like 9, 10, 11. So like I was familiar with competitive golf, but I was nowhere near good. Like I took baseball more serious than I did golf. And then when I quit baseball, I just focused on golf because it's the only sport that I played. Yeah, I just was like, play for the high school team. And then I wasn't terrible. I could shoot in the 80s, lower 80s, and upper 70s, but I didn't really know where my life was going to head, like how it is now. But
I want to ask you real quick about the medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share that.
Oh, yeah,
what,
of course.
What was it? What is it?
It's called CMT, so Charcot-Marie-Tooth. Those are the 3 doctors that founded it. It's a nerve and muscular disease, so majority of people it could affect them anywhere. But for me, it affects me from my waist down. I just have, my ankles aren't very strong. They're kind of fragile. I can't grow my calves at all. And I have a lot of tightness on the inner part of both my legs, so my feet pull in. So I kind of walk on the outside of my feet briefly. It's not as bad as it used to be, but that's kind of the struggles that I have to deal with. I have a lot of hip tightness, and I don't have a lot of strength within my legs. The disease is kind of weird. You could overwork the muscle. For normal people, when you work out, you get stronger, and like muscle builds up, and then over time, like a year or two from now, you could see significant growth. For me, I have to be very cautious of that. Like if I do that, what those people are doing, trying to work out on a certain muscle, it could just actually make it worse. It could weaken. So it's like, you got to be very careful of not overdoing a certain muscle.
So it's kind of like the reverse effect.
Yeah, very much so. And so like upper body is fine. Like upper body is no really issues. I have some issues in my hand. My hand shakes occasionally. I think it's just from the disease. My grandpa has it and his hands shake quite a bit. But yeah, for me, it's just mainly fixed from my waist down. So I use a cart for competition. I've got medical waivers from the USGA, ASGA, and NCAA.
A golfer's swing, if you're all arms, you're not going to be able to hit it very far. You got to use your lower body quite a bit.
Definitely one of the shortest players for my age. I guess, for golf, you don't really need distance. You just need consistency. One thing that I've kind of worked throughout when I started taking it serious when I was like 12, 13, 14, and then 15, 16 for sure is when I really thought I could play college golf. But growing up, my swing didn't really feel that different than other people. It was just I couldn't use the ground force very well. So it doesn't really look different. It's just it sometimes maybe feels different. A lot of people growing up, I wouldn't say my swing is like it very much so now. But when I was a freshman, sophomore in high school, before my surgery, because my swing changed a lot when I had surgery or after I had surgery in January 24. A lot of people compare my swing to Fred Couples. I just took it way over the top of my head and just kind of came down like, so before my surgery, I 10 fingered it on the club.
Okay.
And then after
grip.
My surgery, I interlocked.
Interlocked. Yeah.
And the recovery was 7 months long. And so I wanted to always switch to interlock before I had surgery. And I just figured, well, I'm basically got to relearn the game again. So I was figured I'd just try interlock. And then ever since my surgery has happened, my golf game has just been, peaked. Before my surgery, I never shot in the 70s twice in a 2-day tournament. I shot like 75 at state my sophomore year and didn't get all state somehow. But my first tournament coming back from surgery, it was the Burns Park junior thing for ASGA, and I shot like 77, 75. For me back then, I never played better the second round.
Yeah.
I could play decent in the first, but then I'd always shoot a worse score in the second.
Like you might have been tired or something?
Yeah, so it's just my feet. It was so hard to play golf consecutive days, especially 18 back-to-back. Just my right foot, I had a stress fracture. I mean, the doctors said that I had a stress fracture at the beginning of the summer in 23, I believe. And I didn't figure out that I broke it until November 1st of 2023.
Oh, wow.
So I played an entire summer. I shot 75 at state with a broken foot. After my surgery, just my game propelled. And I think it was after my surgery, we had the junior match play at Eagle Hill. This is when I really figured out that I was like, okay, I could at least play college golf. I played horrible in the qualifying round. I was a 64 seed.
Going up against the number one seed.
Yes. And it wasn't just the number one seed. It was the number one ranked player in Arkansas. He won it the previous year. His name's Willie Gordon.
Yep.
I know a lot of people know him. If you're in the golf world, you definitely know the name. He plays at Arkansas right now. But like when you, like he was like this kind of guy, like when you played against him, you're like, you're scared. Like not, I don't know if that's.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared because I just figured that I had nothing to lose. I'm the 6'4 seed. If I get my ass whooped, whatever. If I win, then that's incredible. And we got delayed like 3 hours from our tee time. And I woke up at like 10:45. And I got there, hit like 4 range balls. And then I teed off. And he got there late too. I think he hit a couple range balls too, or maybe just putted. I can't remember. But basically the equivalent of like a 5-star. And I'm like this little kid. I wasn't even ranked or had anything. We play that afternoon. And I lose on the 18th hole. One down.
You took him to 18.
I lipped out on 18 to lose for birdie.
Oh,
we like four balled like 6 or 7 under on the four on the back nine. I meant, and at the turn I was one up, and we were just both playing some really good golf. And that match, I had Carson Roberts came up to me, says like he was basically telling me, I was like, you can play college golf, and I was like, I was kind of iffy about it. I didn't really know. I wanted to, but I just didn't know. And he was like, if you need any help with recruitment or anything like that, you let me know. And I think a couple months later, he helped me out. But
he can spot the talent now.
He can. He can. Carson's a really good guy. He's done a really good job for the ASGA junior program and just overall ASGA.
Yeah, I think so too. Were you self-taught in golf?
I was.
Good thing you didn't listen to your dad. I mean, he could teach you baseball, but golf, probably not.
Yeah, I didn't have a coach, really. I mean, Bruce occasionally would help me.
Bruce Baxley at Searcy Country Club. Yeah.
He would occasionally help me, but I just self-taught myself. And I'm glad I did that because of the way my disease is. No one really would know how to work through it, if that makes sense. It's something that, like, I kind of have to get to a certain point in my swing to then I can ask questions and ask for advice and stuff like that. Since March, I've been going to Brennan Watson and Conway at Arkansas Golf Center.
Really good instructor.
Really, really good. I mean, ever since I've gone to him, I've had the success that I've had, and it's been unbelievable working with him. But growing up, I would occasionally see Bruce and ask for him like a little advice, but I never got a lesson. I literally never got a lesson till the end of 2025. And, yeah, I just think –
look at your game now.
One of the most impressive things for me when you really think back at it is just – the self-taught, like how I self-taught myself how to play. I mean, no one, I might say no one was there to help, but it was just like, I was just like, it's fine. Like, I'll work. I guess it's just something that I got to work on my own.
What's the best part of your game?
Short game.
I would think so. You spend a lot of time around the green.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So growing up, that's just what I learned first. That's what I wanted to teach myself first. It's not something that I really thought about, like, looking forward in the future. I was like, all right, I got to teach myself short game to when I'm, like, 18, 19, 20 years old. Like, it's going to be really, really valuable. This is something that, like, I just wanted to learn first. And I would always just chip, putt. Like, if I go out there for 15 minutes at night, I do live right by the course at Searcy Country Club, which is where my home course is at. And I would just go out there 15 minutes and just chip around or just do stuff like that. I think that's super, super valuable if you have, if you're able to do that. At a golf course, just go out there, even if it's 15 minutes, just put in the work. And I just taught myself the feel. I'm a very much so feel player. I don't do anything clock system or anything like that, or like take it back to hip height. Or it's all feel for me. And I think some of the best wedge players in the world are feel players.
I think so too. Got great hands, good feel around the greens. Do you play many games when you're around the green working what you try to do?
I mean, yes and no. I usually work on technique a lot, and sometimes I'll work on games. Like, I'll do, like, 9 holes up and down, and I'll set, like, a certain goal. But I'll make some chips hard. So, if the 9 holes, I'll be like, all right, I want to get up and down, 7 times. I'll make a couple really hard ones, and if I don't do it, well, I don't do it. But it's just kind of a good kind of goal. And then I also do like, up and down challenges with, like, buddies at the golf course. We'll just mess around, just pick random spots, go to a different hole. It's just, I think doing that stuff really can just overall get your short game fun or better. And then also, you make it fun. You have to make sure you make golf fun. If you're making it like annoying or like very frustrating, it's it's going to be really hard to develop. I think that's another thing that I've really worked on as I've gotten older is my mental game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, you don't know a lot of good golfers that have the mental cases. You don't. I mean, obviously there's times where you're going to have people that are going to kick clubs around, break them. But like overall, you're not going to really know a lot of people that are going to have success in golf that break stuff or just talk crap to themselves. I think growing up, I've just really learned to adapt to not do that.
The transition that you have made from 25 to 26, it's shown in the results. You talked about not being able to put back-to-back rounds in the 70s together, but this year at the State Am, I mean, my goodness, the Junior Am, I should say, Junior Stroke Play, pretty impressive couple of days there. Walk me through it.
So that first day at Shadow Valley, and the course is in amazing shape. Shout out to them.
Great golf course, by the way.
Yeah, great golf course.
A hidden gem, I think, in Northwest Arkansas. You've got Pinnacle, and it's right there, basically in the shadows of Pinnacle.
Oh, yeah. No, Shadow Valley is unbelievable. Never played it till this year.
It's got some tough, tight holes.
It does. It's got some really, really tough holes. I just remember saying in the practice round that whoever's in play the best or most this week is going to win this golf tournament. I just remember saying that. Some of the holes are really tight. You don't have to hit driver. And, well, yeah, I just executed that really, really perfectly. Didn't know I was going to win, but I was in play, like, on a lot of the holes. I think the first round, I missed two fairways, and I was in two fairway bunkers, and it was the first and the last hole. And those were my only bogeys that day. I had, like, five birdies. I shot 69, which was three under. I just played really, really smooth golf. I also putted just incredible for the week. I mean, the putter was just unbelievable.
You like bent grass greens?
I love bent grass greens.
Yeah.
I love bent grass greens. They're my favorite greens to putt on by far. I'm just really good at reading the slopes. I don't mind Bermuda at all. I mean, that's where Searcy, that's what Searcy is. Like,
yep.
I don't mind Bermuda at all. I mean, I actually like Bermuda. But if I had a preference, bent, because of the fact that you can just easily see. I say easily. I mean, it's not easy green reading, but looking at bent greens, because it's just pure slope. Bermuda, you got to worry about the grain and all that. And so
Too many different factors.
Too many, yeah.
You're right. And I think, too, Alex, with bent, if you get it on line, you hit your line, and you've got it red right, it's going to go in.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's the right speed, for sure. I'm not an aggressive putter at all. I don't mean this in like a weird, cocky way, but I don't three-putt a lot because I like to think that I'm a defensive putter. I like to drip it in. I don't hammer it and try and hammer my line. Like if I have a 5-foot putt and it's like breaking maybe a cup and a half out, like I'm not going to aim, you know, ball out firm just because of the fact that if I miss it, well, then there's a very good chance I could 3-5 feet. So I think I practice a lot at home, dripping putts in. I don't take an aggressive line at all. And I did that the whole week at Shadow Valley, especially that last round. I think I was like I was 6 under through 15 holes. And I had like one tap in birdie, and it was the 15th hole. I mean, I was just making putts. It was just unbelievable. I mean,
that's rounds in the 60s. I mean, you couldn't put back to back rounds in the 70s, and here you are putting them in the 60s now.
I know. It's the game. My game has just evolved so much. I think a lot of that's mentally. And then also, this is a really big thing, is like after you commit and after you know that you've don't have to like work at it from talking to a coach to feel like you're trying to improve or impress the coach or whatever, whoever it might be, after you commit, it just takes off so much stress.
Yeah.
And like really feeling like, because I wanted to go to Tech. I remember telling my family if there was a Division II college that I wanted to go to, it was going to be Tech. Harding's in my hometown, but I really wanted to get away.
Yeah.
The thing about Tech is also, because I'm a big Razorback fan, it's halfway between home and Fayetteville. And so I know all my friends are going to Fayetteville, so I'll be able to go up there and then I'll also be able to go home. It's like, it's just perfectly right in the middle.
Yeah, you're right in the middle. A good break. Winning that stroke play, mm-hmm. I mean, what was that feeling like?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, definitely winning the match play back at Searcy was a lot more memorable because it was at home. I had a hometown crowd watching me basically the whole week. Friends who've never watched me play golf before got to come and watch me. Because, you know, in high school matches, nobody can come out. I mean, it's during school usually, and or we're not even at home. And so I had a bunch of my friends come out and watch. It was just so fun. That was more memorable, but the stroke play was just, I don't even know. It's so hard to describe it. I mean, they're both memorable, but it was like, I had it my home course, and I still had to play incredible golf at the match play, but it was like all the hard work that I've put in, putting, going to the range at late at night, you know, just staying out there grinding at the golf course. I mean, it's pure stroke play. I mean, 3 days grinding, got to make the cut, all the hard work that I've put in, it just all came together. It just all came together, yeah.
Do you know, Alex, how many junior boys golfers have won the stroke play and the match play in the same year?
I've been told two, but I know it's not two. I know it's around four or five, I think.
Really? I guess. I mean, you've got both trophies. You can read and see who it is.
I was told it was two. I know Henry O'Keefe did it last year.
Last year.
And then I think somebody did it in 2018 or 2019. I've been told Connor Gantz done it, but again, I haven't really looked at the trophies.
That would make sense.
I know there's a bunch of people that have won the tournament twice. I don't know if it was in the same year.
Right.
I've been told two. I've also been told four. So I really don't know. But
well,
I know
you brought up his name earlier, Carson Roberts. I texted him. I said,
he said two?
He's the one that told me two. And I said, well, when was the last one? He goes, Henry O'Keefe, last year.
Okay, well, then that's awesome. That's pretty special. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
I mean, if that is in case true, which I don't know why it wouldn't be. Yeah, now you got to read the plates on them and say, okay, let's start with, you know, the first year that's on there. Make sure, okay, compare it, stroke play to the match play. You've got an assignment now.
I do. I don't want to go home anytime soon, but that will be the first
time. That is pretty cool. College golf. Been a goal of yours for a while now, and you're going to be playing at Arkansas Tech. Mm-hmm. I mean, some really good golf courses around there. Russellville Country Club.
Russellville.
It's in pretty good shape.
And we play Chamberlain as well.
Yeah, Chamberlain. Love it. Yeah. I think it's really one of the hidden gems of the state. I think it's got some beautiful
literally
views.
What I told three people yesterday. I was like, because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. I don't really know what's around it besides Russellville, Chamberlain. I mean, obviously Dardanelle, but that's basically the same thing. I mean, yeah, I played it yesterday. It's so firm right now just because of the heat stress, but like it can be a very challenging golf course. It would be very good for qualifying for sure. I know that's where we'll do a majority of our qualifying is there. It's a very challenging golf course. It's pretty long. I mean, it's about 7,000, but it's a fun golf course. I only played the front end yesterday because it was so hot yesterday.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It was so hot. And I played Russellville in the morning, 18 already. So I played 27 yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Russellville is also a really good practice course.
My first hole in one.
Really?
Russellville Country Club, number four. During the four ball.
Wow. Russellville, it's good practice facilities. Bent greens, obviously. So another key part for going to Tech is we got bent greens at Russellville, Bermuda at Chamberlain. So what I'd like to think is whatever tournament we got coming up, wherever it's at, whatever the greens are, spend the majority of my time at either or course, whatever the greens are. I think it's a really good factor that Arkansas Tech has for us golfers. And then the thing about Russellville is like, it's pretty tight on the front and then on the back. It's a little bit more open, but it's still tree lined. You still got to keep it in play. I mean, you don't necessarily have to keep it in play to play well out there. But
you can get around the
you
trees
can get around
on the
it,
back.
Yeah. But it's a good golf course. I played yesterday for the first time since I had a high school match my freshman year there.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while.
What did it mean to you to make the Southern Junior Cup team?
Oh.
And represent the state of Arkansas.
That was pretty special. That was, looking back at it, how it was this year, I wish I was there all my years of golf. It was really fun. So it's top three in points and then three captain's picks, but it's the match play winner gets in 99.9% of the time. I mean, they it's basically an automatic bid if you're not in top three. And so I won it. Top three in points were selected after the match play, and so I wasn't top three. So I didn't really officially know if I was going to be on the team after I won, but I got called like a week later from the ASGA saying that I was.
It'd be kind of hard to keep you off of that team. I mean, you win the stroke and you win the match play. Well, we're not going to put you on the team.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I just didn't know yet. It wasn't official because I wasn't a top three pick. So I was the first captain's pick though, which was pretty special. But the event was awesome. I mean, something that any golfer in Arkansas definitely strive to get to that. I mean, you're playing against some of the best players within Alabama, Missouri, and Oklahoma, and you get to play some unreal courses. We got to play where the University of Missouri plays, the club at Old Hawthorne. That place was unbelievably pure. I did pretty well there in my matches alone. I went 3-0, but we lost by 4 to Bama. We got third, but the experience was unbelievable. I mean, just the team chemistry. To our first dinner the day before our set practice round, you could tell the girls and the guys weren't really talking to each other. After it was all over, we were all just engaged with each other.
That's cool.
It was just so fun.
Those events are really, really neat. I really enjoy them. Best golf course you've ever played?
Well, I can tell you the best golf course I'm going to play, the State M next year.
Yeah?
Elotion. Yeah. That's probably going to be the best golf course I'm going to play.
You're exempt.
I am exempt. Yeah.
If you need a caddy, if for some reason I don't get in, I mean, I'm going to try, I think. But if I don't get in, you need a caddy, you can call me.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Your dad's got my number.
The best golf course I've ever played, because I haven't really gone out of state much. I guess the best golf course I've played in the state, I mean, it's nothing like special, but it's just a good golf course. It's Hardscrabble. I mean, that's one that comes off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's where the Junior M was last year.
It's solid.
Which is actually where I met Coach Stevens, the tech coach at. That golf course is pretty good. It's pretty hard. A lot of the field did not like it that week just because of how hard it played.
Blame Carson for that.
Yeah, you can. That course off the top of my head comes to mind.
That's a good one.
Yeah. No. It's a great one.
It's
especially
a great
for the
course.
State of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like I haven't played the Village courses. I played a couple, but none of the Diamante.
Yeah.
I haven't played the Blessings. I didn't make it to that this year.
Well, but you're in the State M next year.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I mean, I think that's pretty good. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, Alex, that you could play a round of golf with. Who would be those other three golfers?
Jordan Spieth. That's number one. He's my favorite golfer. Love him so much. He's just somebody who I was growing up with. I was watching when he was dominating in 2015 all the way to 2017, which was probably arguably when his prime was.
Yep.
That's who I grew up watching. The other two guys, I guess you got to put Tiger up there. That's just a no-brainer. And I feel like I'd have a lot of fun with John Daly. I feel like that group, I don't know how much Jordan and John Daly get along. I will get along with all three of them very well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, and being at Arkansas Tech, you never know. You go to the Lions Den over there in Dardanelle. He might be there.
He might. You never know. He might be there in the next afternoon. He'll be in California somewhere.
Yep.
You never know.
He could. Alex, best of luck at Arkansas Tech, and congratulations. Junior stroke, junior match.
Of course.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. What an inspiring story by Alex Miller. He wins the ASGA Junior Boys Stroke Play and Junior Boys Match Play this year, all while battling Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. He's going on to Arkansas Tech University, playing collegiate golf. It's been a goal that he set a couple of years ago, and along with encouragement from Carson Roberts, the executive director of the ASGA, Alex is on his way. He's going to be a Golden Sun. Best of luck, Alex, at Arkansas Tech University. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shoregrass.
You have been listening to From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.